In studio this morning, director Zoe Zelonke and one of the actors, Megan DuPas from Elf Junior, the musical at Springfield Little Theater at the Landers Theater on Walnut. To Thine Elf Be True. That cracks me up. This is a junior version of a full-size musical. In fact, the national touring production was here at Hammond's Hall just about a year ago.
Yeah.
Of the full-size musical. But this is, what, the hour and 15-minute cut version with a youth cast.
Yes, we have a cast of 79 kids, age 7 to 18. They're amazing.
Got to be fun to corral.
I love it.
Oh, it's awesome. They're so cute. They're amazing to work with.
Scott Harvey's stepdaughter is
she's one of the elves. She's a great elf. I think she's elf number two, and she's excellent. They're all amazing, amazing kids. They all work super hard, and it's basically like working with adults. They're that great and disciplined.
Now, I don't know how many people around here might have seen either here at Hammond's Hall or elsewhere, the full-size Elf, the musical. But, of course, the whole thing is based on a very popular movie featuring Will Ferrell and featuring Bob Newhart in a character that doesn't show up in the stage play. And that is Papa Elf.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Papa Elf is, he's replaced in this one. We really use all of his stuff with Santa. That's how we kind of
in the movie Papa that. Elf is the narrator, but Santa narrates the stage version of the show, and that's true for both the large version and for the Elf junior version of Elf the musical.
Right.
Well, all right. What other differences are there between the stage version and the film? Of course, and I say that because and I have to back off a bit because there are differences between the full-size musical and the junior musical.
Right. The differences between at least the junior version and the film is that mainly it's the music. I mean, the film version, of course, you have Baby It's Cold Outside, you have Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and that's great. But this one, you have just all new music that's all purely from this show, and I love it. It's got me totally in the Christmas spirit. I'm really excited about it.
Well, let's give a quick synopsis of, if people may not be familiar with it, as to who the elf in the title is and what his problem is.
Yeah. Buddy the Elf is, he grew up at the North Pole. He was under the impression he was an elf his whole life, finds out he wasn't, and goes to New York City to meet his father. And he...
His biological father.
Right. Yes. And there he learns, he tries to find a family. He tries to get everybody in New York believing in the spirit of Christmas again.
And in particular, his biological father and his biological brother, neither of whom believe in Santa Claus,
right.
And both of whom are thus on Santa's naughty list at this point. Now, in addition to Zoe Zelonke, who is directing the show, Megan DuPas is playing Deb, who is Walter, Buddy's biological father's secretary. Now, tell us about Walter. Walter is a businessman.
Yes. I think Walter, he can come off a bit harsh. But I think deep inside, he does have a soft spot for at least his kids and maybe even the Christmas spirit. He just doesn't realize it.
Doesn't really know if he believes in Santa or not. Well, talk about Deb a little bit. Deb, I would say, is probably a long-suffering worker with Walter or for Walter.
Yes, Deb, she is the most amazing. I love everything about her. I love playing her. And I think that, I mean, she kind of takes Walter with a grain of salt. No matter what he throws at her, she's always like, well, that's okay, and we'll keep going on, and we'll make today a good day.
She definitely has the Christmas spirit of the office. Deb definitely brings that.
Yeah.
And the fact that Walter hired her really shows that he's got something hidden in him.
When Buddy gets to New York, he discovers it's not just his family members, but virtually nobody in New York City really seems to have the Christmas spirit in this particular year.
Yeah, it's all kind of lacking. He goes to Macy's. And he discovers that none of the workers want to get ready for Christmas. They all aren't really excited about Santa. They're not happy. He actually falls in love with one of the workers immediately, and she is super against Christmas. And so he shows them all how to decorate and how to make everything fun, and they start getting into it, and that's when it starts having the turning point.
Buddy, actually being human instead of an elf, If you know the movie, you know, Will Ferrell is a very large guy. He's a full-size guy. And do you have to deal with those sorts of size issues in doing the stage version? Because, you know, one of the iconic scenes in that movie is, and they were, I've seen lots of information about all the gyrations they had to go through in post-production to make this work. The very large human-sized Will Ferrell sitting on the elf-sized Bob Newhart's lap.
Yes.
And, you don't have that character, but you certainly would have a size disparity because he's right. A full-grown person.
Right. So the way we dealt with the size thing for Buddy is we made all the elves actual, like, really young children.
Right.
So they're all very small and very, very adorable. So Buddy definitely sticks out. He's a pretty tall, normal-sized teenager. So,
and
he looks a lot bigger than the elves when he's all up there.
Yeah.
However elf-like he may be, he's a little rusty or awkward as far as being part of the regular world.
Yes. He definitely is a little too cheerful for New York City and a little too clumsy to work in Santa's workshop.
So he has a double whammy there.
Yeah.
And the big problem with the spirit of Christmas is that people believing in Santa is what powers Santa's sleigh.
Right. So without that, Santa can't get around. He can't do his job. And then people really won't believe in Christmas.
Now, you have directed and choreographed both for the production, right?
Yes.
And then Clayton Avery is doing musical direction.
Yes, he did an awesome job.
And let's mention a few of the cast members. Definitely. Who's playing, who is your lanky teenager playing Buddy?
His name is Bud. Funnily enough, I know. Bud Triplett, he's amazing. This is his first main stage production with us at the Landers Theater Family Series. He's a great, great kid. He's from Conway, Missouri. We're so happy that he came out to audition for us. Everybody's just going to be so charmed by him. Our Jovi, Buddy's love interest, is played by Amber Eggeman, a Landers Theater native. She's in Yes Troop. She's excellent. Great, great performer. Wyatt Muncy is playing Walter. Emily Hobbs is the stepmother, played by Madeline Baum. Kevin Cole is playing the brother. He's playing Michael Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, of course, is an excellent Deb. We've got so many other amazing, amazing cast members. I'm so proud of all of them.
Well, this is a show that will run several weekends. It opens next Friday night, the night after Thanksgiving, 24th at 7:30 p.m., and performances will be Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 with 2 p.m. matinees, both Saturdays and Sundays, through December 10th. Tickets range from $12 to $23 for this youth show. They're available at the Landers box office, 869-1334, or at springfieldlittletheater.org. So a great way for LT to get into the holiday season and to get into early December with Elf Junior, the musical,
yeah.
One of your youth productions. Very heavy on youth with all the elves.
Oh, yes. So cute. So much fun. Those costumes.
Well, you gave me a total of 73 cast members. Is that
79, including our adult ensemble and our children. Yeah, they're awesome. Amazing. I'm so excited.
Zoe Zelonky is directing the show and choreographing it, and Megan DuPas is playing Walter's long-suffering secretary, Deb. And, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.